I am now joined in the studio by conductor Moritz Genann, who is involved with the Australian Youth Orchestra Music Camp and Concert Series, which kicks off today. Moritz, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. I first wanted to ask you before asking you about how you got involved with this program, which sounds like a fantastic program for young musicians wanting to, you know, take that next step towards being, you know, career professional musicians. I just wanted to ask you about your background and how you've come to be a conductor who travels the world and conducts orchestras from many different countries. How did you follow this path?
That's a very good question. In fact, it was a series of circumstances. Initially, I wanted to become a professional pianist when I was a teenager, but I wasn't quite able to pursue that path because I had a couple of injuries and I was not really able to practice at the amount that I wanted to be able to, and then kind of lost the ambition to actually pursue a career as a professional pianist. And through recommendations by colleagues who I used to work with at the time and who were far older and more experienced than I was, I got into conducting youth brass bands in my home region in southern Germany. Every village has such a brass band, which would meet like once a week and play some medleys of film music, some traditional folk songs. And so that was my first conducting experience, and I enjoyed it a lot. I saw that it would be a way that might enable me to pursue a career as a professional musician and to do what I love on a long term. And so I got into a conducting program at the Berlin University of the Arts, and that's how it started.
And what do you think makes a great conductor? What's one of the key roles of a conductor within an orchestra or brass band setting?
Well, I think actually, basically, the conductor should be able to create an environment which enables everyone participating in a concert or in an opera performance or in a whatever performance to give their best and to play together and to be eager to achieve a good result together. And of course, a conductor has to be well prepared, study his scores, and developing his own ideas on certain pieces, on certain styles. But in the end, what makes the difference and why also I think a professional group of musicians actually benefits from a good conductor is because you have all those individual talents and you somehow, you know, need somebody who, not as a dictator, I mean, you know, the times of Toscanini, maybe they are gone now. Nowadays we have a more democratic approach, if you want to call it like that, but to, you know, to make them play together and enjoy playing together.
Yeah, it's quite a creative role in terms of curating and really bringing out what each person can offer any piece, and it would change each piece, I'd imagine, as well.
It changes with every piece. It changes with every orchestra. Every orchestra is different. You notice sometimes the chemistry between an orchestra and a conductor is very good from the beginning. Sometimes it's very bad from the beginning. That can also happen. Sometimes it takes a while to develop. So yeah, it's, you know, with every orchestra, it's a new situation, which is why I'm kind of nervous every time before a first rehearsal with a new orchestra, because you never quite know what to expect. They don't know what to expect from the conductor, and so it's always like a, you know, testing the waters thing in the first rehearsal and building trust and building confidence. And but that's exciting, a big challenge.
Yeah, definitely. And how does that change? Because with the Australian Youth Orchestra, and I'd imagine that you've worked with, you know, professional musicians who have been around for a while versus, you know, young musicians. Do you take the role as conductor as a bit of a mentor to these young musicians as they're as they're learning and bringing them?
In a way, of course, because the young musicians can't have the experience that professional players have already through years and decades of professional work. So I might be likely to talk a bit more in rehearsals, explain more about the style, about certain techniques. Also, actually, I have to say the tutors who work with the AYO this week and next week are doing an amazing job. There are professional musicians who coach each section, and they are so helpful, so energetic, so positive, and so, you know, just on the spot. They know exactly what to say in one sentence, and it will immediately guide the young musicians to do the right thing. So alongside with my work, they are actually doing most of the work. I'm sure that we achieve great results. Yet as a conductor, I try to treat the young musicians in a professional way. So I expect that they watch the conductor. I expect that they concentrate, they focus on what they're doing, and reflect what they are doing. And I have to say, they are doing such a brilliant job with that. I mean, they just have the right balance, you know, between enjoying what they are doing, really enjoying, really going for it, and having the discipline and the diligence to, you know, to improve technically and to aim to play a great concert.
And of course, that concert, one of those concerts is today. You've got two orchestral concerts at Elder Hall, 4 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Are you conducting both of those?
I will be part in both of those, and the format of the concerts we are going to perform today is very interesting, because at the National Music Camp there are three orchestras with three conductors, and they all perform in each of the concerts.
Great. Yeah. And so how did you come to be involved in this program?
That was also a long story. I mean, through recommendations, of course, but I have done some work with young orchestras. Like, as I said, I initially started my career as a conductor of youth brass bands and wind bands. And I worked with a university orchestra in Berlin on Mozart's Così fan tutte some years ago. And but I think an organization like the AYO is interested into getting, you know, conductors who are actually in the profession and who also work with professional orchestras. And there were some, you know, recommendations. So I'm very happy and blessed to be here now.
Yeah, and so it seems like you're, you know, for listeners at home, Mohit is saying all of that with a smile on his face. So it seems that you've enjoyed your time working with AYO.
It's wonderful. It's my first time to Australia ever. And, well, we are rehearsing every day with the AYO, and every day is new, and every day is challenging and exciting.
Yeah, so looking forward to showing off what's been happening in rehearsals to audiences in the concert series.
Absolutely, it will be so important and thrilling for the young musicians to finally, you know, bring their hard work presented to an audience.
Yeah. And so what's next for you for 2018? I'm sure, you know, a lot of the time, a lot of these concerts and things are planned well in advance with so many people involved. What does the rest of the year hold for you?
Yes, the season is indeed planned, so I'm very much looking forward to further concerts with the Boston Symphony Orchestra, where I'm currently in my last season as assistant conductor. It's a wonderful orchestra, one of the best in the world, I'm absolutely sure, and a wonderful group of people and musicians, and it's just great. I'm also, as I'm based in Germany, guest conducting in opera and symphonic repertoire in Europe, And yeah, there are some exciting things coming up that I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Well, I'm so glad that you could, you know, kick off 2018 with a trip to Australia, and hopefully introduce you to some, you know, some young musicians who will hopefully be taking to the world stage down the track. I wish you all the best with the concert series later today. Which pieces are featuring today?
I will be conducting two pieces by a French composer, Claude Debussy. It's La Mer, which is one of his greatest hits.
Yes,
of course.
Yeah, even I know about it. Yeah, there you go.
A wonderful piece. And Iberia, which is a completely different style. Like you can't even really compare it to La Mer. Spanish blood, a lot of Spanish mm-hmm. blood in this piece. And a short piece by Leonard Bernstein, three dance variations from his first ballet, Fancy Free. Mm. And my colleagues will be conducting other composers, other pieces. Among others, there will be the Second Symphony by Johannes Brahms tonight, which is a milestone, you know, in music history.
Yeah, well, it sounds fantastic. You can Google Australian Youth Orchestra, head to their website where they've got the detail of the concert series at Elder Hall. We got today, Saturday the 13th, Thursday the 18th, Friday the 19th, and Saturday the 20th as part of their national music camp. Moritz, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much.